Turning to Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. From Srimad Bhagavatam, Kandambalam, chapter number 2, text number 23 onwards. Avyahata Ishtagataya Sura Siddha Sadhya Gandharva Yaksha Nara Kinnara Naga Avyahatishtagataya surasiddhya sadhya Gandharva yaksha nara kinnara naga lokan Mukta charanti muni charana bhutanatha Vidyadhara dvija gavam bhuvanani kamam Avyahatishta gataya sura siddha sadhya Gandharva yaksha nara kinnara naga lokan Mukta charanti muni charana bhutanatha Vijagavam bhuvanani kamam Avyahatishta gataya sura siddha sadhya Gandharva yaksha nara kinnara naga lokan Mukta charanti muni charana bhutanatha Vidyadhara dvija gavam bhuvanani kamam Avyahata
Unimpeded
Ishtagataya
In moving as
they
please
Sura, demigods, Siddha, perfected mystics, Sadhya,
Sadhyas,
Gandharva, heavenly musicians, Yaksha,
associates of Kuvira,
Nara,
human beings,
Kinnara, minor demigods who can change their form at will. Translation. The nine Yogendras are liberated souls who travel freely to the presence of demigods, the perfected mystics, the sadhyas, the heavenly musicians, the yakshas, the human beings, and the minor demigods such as the kinnaras and serpents. No mundane force can check their free movement, and exactly as they wish, they can travel as well as to the worlds of the sages and angels and the ghostly followers of Lord Shiva, the Vidyadharas, the Brahmanas, and the Kaavas. Next verse. Once in Ajanava, the former name of the earth, they came upon the sacrificial performance of the great soul Maharaj Nimi, which was being carried out under the direction of elevated sages. My dear king, seeing those pure devotees of the Lord who rival the suns in brilliance, everyone present, the performer of the sacrifice, the brahmanas, and even the sacrificial fires, stood in respect. King Videha, that's Nimi, understood that the nine sages were exalted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, overjoyed at their auspicious arrival, he offered them suitable sitting places and worshipped them in a proper way, just as one would worship the Supreme Personality of God. Furthered by the disciples of His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The word yatha arhata is significant here. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti, the word yatha arhata means yathochitam, or according to the proper etiquette. It is clearly mentioned here that Navayavendras are Narayana Parayana, exalted devotees of the Supreme Lord Narayana or Krishna. Therefore, the word yatha arhata indicates that the king worshipped the nine sages according to the standard Vaishnava etiquette. The etiquette for worshipping exalted Vaishnava is expressed by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur with the words Sakshatharitena Samastra Shastra. An exalted Vaishnava, being totally surrendered to the will of the Supreme Lord, is taken to be a transparent medium for the Lord's will. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that even by a moment association with a pure devotee of the Lord, one can achieve all perfection in life. Therefore, as indicated by the word Prita, King Nimi was overjoyed by auspicious arrival of the sages, and therefore he worshipped them just as one would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although impersonalist philosophers claim that every living entity is equal to God, they carelessly step over the heads of their so-called spiritual masters and freely speculate on the nature of the Absolute, giving their own whimsical opinions in defiance of the impersonal whims of their so-called gurus. In other words, although Mayavadi impersonalists claim that everyone is God, they ultimately show an offensive mentality towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead in rejecting the reality of His form and pastimes. Thus, they unwittingly belittle the eternal position of all living beings by denying their eternal personality and the activity of the kingdom of God. The impersonalist, through their mental concoctions, try to minimize the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities who are parts of Him, reducing them to theoretically to a formless, nameless light, which by their concoction they claim to be the Absolute God. The Vaishnavas, however, welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead and easily understand that the unlimited Supreme Personality has nothing to do with the conditions limiting mundane personalities we find in the material world. The impersonalists arrogantly assume that there could not be any transcendent truth or unlimited personality beyond our present experience. But the Vaishnavas intelligently understand that there are many wonderful things far beyond our limited experiences. Therefore, they accept the words of Krishna, who states in Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, 19th verse, Yoma evam asambhudho janati purushottamam Sa sarvavit bhajati mam sarva bhavena bhavata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. And he therefore engages himself in full devotional service also known as Bharata. In this connection, Srila Prabhupada states, there are many philosophical speculations about the constitutional position of the living entities and the Supreme Absolute Truth. Now, in this verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead clearly explains that anyone who knows Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the knower of everything. The imperfect knower goes on simply speculating about the Absolute Truth, but the perfect knower, without wasting his valuable time, engages directly in Krishna consciousness, the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. It is not that one should simply speculate academically. One should submissively hear from Bhagavad Gita that these living entities are always subordinate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anyone who is able to understand this according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, knows the Supreme and the purpose of all Vedas. No one else knows the purpose of Vedas. Therefore, exalted devotees, such as the nine Yogendras, all who accept the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as expressed by the words Narayana Parayana. King Nimi was a Vaishnava and therefore he worshipped the great sages with the same respect with which he would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as shown by the word Yatha Arhata. Although impersonalists falsely claim that every living entity is equal to God, they cannot properly respect any living being because of their original offense at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Their so-called worship, even of their own guru, is ultimately self-serving and opportunistic. When an impersonalist imagines that he has become God, he has no further need for his so-called guru. The Vaishnava, however, because he accepts the supremacy of the Eternal Personality of Godhead, is ready and willing to offer eternal respects to all living beings, especially to those most fortunate living beings who have achieved shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord. A Vaishnava worship of the Lord's representative is not self-serving or opportunistic, but is an expression of the eternal love for the Lord and His representatives, as indicated here by the word Pritaha. Therefore, it is clear from this verse that not only the nine exalted sons of Rishabhdev, but also King Nimi himself were the great devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in defiance of the artificial and limited concept of impersonalism. Om Jnana Virandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Shakshurmaitan Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovisham Sthavitam Shena Bhutale Swayam Rupadamanyam Radhi Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Tathapadasamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavasya Shri Rupam Sagrinatam Sagranatamatantam Tansajivam Sagvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sarana Lalita Shri Vishakhanatasya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Vikatanta Radha Kanta Nasmudere Tapta Kanchana Gauram Radhe Vrindavani Shri Vrishramatu Sute Devi Pranami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Kupyascha Kripasindhu Tana Pavani Yoga Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radha Shri Asandi Gaura Bhakta words are very beautiful. They describe the legacy of Vaishnavas, how they respect each other, because their firm conviction in the Supreme Personality of Godhead aspect. Unless and until a person who is in fact a manifested personality, who is related with the other personalities, contributes his functionality in to sustain that relationship, so accept particular process of interactions, naturally the inherent love or the purpose of life to come to the steady state of happiness is achieved. Impersonalists are never happy. What to speak of Mayavadi who are envious right from the core of their heart. So naturally these purpose are smashing the ideology of impersonalism and the Mayavada philosophy. Even so cynically, many times we read this kind of verses that seeing these nine yogendras, everybody stood up. Yes, they had to give up whatever they are doing in order to receive such exalted personality who are Narayana Parayana. Narayana Parayana is very important. One who has dedicated their life in serving the Supreme Personality of God, in whatever occupation or inclination they have, they must see that such service is rendered without any motivation and interruption. The Supreme can be only pleased by unreserved service to Him alone. And there should not be even knowledge of certain caliber is a qualification, neither expertise or performance of such activity of devotional service is even in question. So the idea is that pure devotional service connects the soul to the eternal aspect, to the Supreme Personality of God. This is our eternal religion. The impersonalists are short-sighted. They don't have any service attitude. What to speak of respect? By properly respecting a Vaishnava, it's a service in itself. A service to be rendered. Why is so important the Vaishnava etiquette, which is the manifestation of the soul's desire in action? They are exalted. But artificially it cannot be. One has to develop such character in the course of our development of devotional service. We have to go through so much rigorous exercises, and these exercises are simply a reminder that a tangible progress has to be made. It's not a stagnant situation that I believe I do little puja, I chant few rounds and that's about it. It can sustain me throughout the life. No, no. Unmotivated and uninterrupted devotional service is the target. Everyone should come to that point. And actually, we were checking out yesterday in terms of Harinam Chintamani, this spontaneity is a natural effect of our progress in devotional service. Unless and until there is a spontaneous nature arrived in our devotional service, we should know that there is no tangible progress. The steps of development have been described by Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami is telling everything very specific in Bhaktivasana Sindhu, outlined in a very definite progressive chart. This progression is Adho Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Tham Bhajana Kriya, Atha Anartha Vibhutisya, Tato Nishtha Ruchi Asati Bhava and Prem. These are the stages of development. And the process of bhakti starts from Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaran. But whether we are really progressing or not, there should be check and balance, verification, everything should be there. So, the perfect behavior can be developed on the strength of the Holy Name, because it's spiritually identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, those who are Narayana Parayana must have developed all these qualities. These exalted personalities are not ordinary. Navyugendras, even though the subject matter that maybe Maharaj is asking to all become nine, yesterday we overlooked and oversaw these questions. But these questions are all in connection with the Absolute Truth. So, therefore, there is no other wasted interest like impersonalist. Impersonalist cannot digest the idea because an inherent enviousness is found in them. However, they have a bit of knowledge of the Absolute, but they culminate into white light, dissolving all the personality and the relationship and the interactions, and even love is not. Sambandha Gyan, Abhidhaya Gyan, and Prayojan Gyan, all these three are absent in the impersonal realization. Therefore, these purposes are over and over, smashing the impersonalist and Mayavadi aspect. The impersonalist, they may think that they have gone up to the Parampadam. Bhagavatam says, okay. Yadhir Arvindaksha Vimuktamanina Tai Astabhava Avishuddha Buddhaya Arugya Krichena Parampadantata Patantiyada Anadati Vishma Dandraya. Here also in the purport we say that they are the offenders at the lotus feet of the personality of God. They may think that they have reached to the highest perfection of impersonal realization, where they are one with the Supreme, whatever the existence they may call it, and they turn this white light. Brahman is the effulgent. But a little moth or a little firefly, a firefly can give little sparks of fires from its belly, but what is that in front of the sun? Can you see that? It is completely negating the existence, virtual negation, that it has no particular existence in this brilliance of the sun. So, we see that thinking that they are eternally liberated now, what business they have? What will they do? What will be their activity in liberation? Simply thinking that they are God themselves means what functionality they will be doing? It's simply getting a title without job. There is no interaction. One has a title, but there is no service, you know. There is no service to perform. So Srila Prabhupada said that they come down in the material plane and think that, well, because I am Brahman, everybody is Brahman, so let me worship or serve the Brahman who are very much deprived of. Because he is Brahman, he is Narayan, so Daridra Narayan. This is how they misconceive the idea that how come a Brahman can become Daridra? Because they are so much obsessed with their need of knowledge that they even forget the most common sense fact. The most common sense fact is Narayan is Lakshmi Sahasra Sandrama Sevyamana Govinda. Is the Supreme Personality of God who is served with all the opulences of varieties, and these varieties are expressed by those personified energies called elections. They serve him. And all of a sudden, this Narayan became Daridra. It doesn't make sense. The Srila Prabhupada criticizes this is called bad mentality, bad logic, and virtually it shows that they have no intelligence. They have no intelligence. The Vimukta Mani, thinking oneself to be liberated in impersonal effulgence, it is due to Tai Asta Bhava. Asta means when the sun sets, means all the organs will be disappearing now. So night will set in. You know? So at the sunset, the night of the power will be. Means there is no knowledge. So real knowledge has been disappeared. Taikasta bhava. Because of avishuddha buddhi. Avishuddha, avishuddha. A means not, and Shuddha is pure. It is not pure intelligence. It is dirty intelligence. The opposite. So, Srila Prabhupada tells in good words, not bad words. You know, we say dirty, but they don't use dirty. It's opposite of, you know, just opposite of pure. It doesn't say directly impure. It's opposite of pure. So you can understand avishuddha buddhaya. Therefore, even though they have reached to the so-called highest destination, so arugya Christian means they must have climbed up in the ladder to reach to that impersonal level. Another Yushmadagara, there they neglect the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Even such intelligence or such knowledge is not there at Brahmacharya level, because he was not trained in the life. He did not have any conception that there is the Supreme Personality of God. He does not he did not even perform any activity of the service to the Supreme Personality of God. So their aims, they will always engage themselves to counteract. I remember in 1978, In Long Island, New York. Now this Long Island temple has been hijacked by Hindus. But I was there, and in 78, I gave the class on Brahma Sanhita. And after the class, when I quoted Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha, somebody came and started You quoted wrong. You quoted wrong. I said, what? It is actually not vigraha but avigraha. Where did you get it? Do you have a reference? I said, no. Sanskrit is like that. I said, forget your Sanskrit. Put your in pocket and buzz out. Did you take prasad? No. So please take prasad and go. And I was so straight and smashing him that where did you get this? Show me. And he came up to this. But he wants to play a game to argue and unnecessary to make it opposite. So why should we tell that it is you are limited intelligence? No. Oh, we shouldn't do that. We can put the same counter argument with them. So they misinterpret. They want to create something of their own ways. How can Brahman be Satchidananda? The label. It is a fused situation. There are no distinction of this quality. Therefore they call it Brahman is avyakta, means unmanifested, or nirgun nirakar. That doesn't have any qualities and doesn't have any shape. Nirgun nirakar. If it is nirakar, then where is the question of personality? If it is nirgun, means no qualities, but then his assertion that Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda avigraha. If it is avigraha, then why there are still qualities hanging around this name? And who gets the name? An object is recognized by the name, form, qualities and activities. So, there is no object. Is Brahman an object? It's simply light. Light is impersonal. Impersonal can never be classified as an object. Object is our target. So in this way, impersonalists, they have dirty intelligence. It is very common sense that they can be easily defeated. But no, they will go through the pages of the Vedas and they have habit to look in the pages of the Vedas and they don't find any tangible answer that satisfies them. So, na iti, not this. And all of a sudden, he gets a flash of light in his brain and probably a few nerves must have a short circuit and that's why the light has come. So, yeah, it happens. When in some diseases, they get flashes, flashbacks. So it's a neurological disorder. So impersonalist view can be easily defeated by the personalist. And Srila Bhagavatam tells that this personality can become so much purified simply by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. That not only the conception of the personality establishes very firmly within the core of the heart, their thinking pattern, mind, is always absorbed in the name, form, activity, the rumors, etc. And then it comes out from their mouth and then totally in the behavior. So here, the behavior is the last point for perfection. And in the behavior, our interactions, our etiquettes, benevolent activities, service attitude, simply everything is geared in consciousness. Therefore, anyone who renders the service to the Supreme Personality of God, it is never forgotten. It is an eternal asset. And we must keep on accumulating this asset. That is the perfection of the life. And Sadhguru Prabhu was a very hard-working devotee. And in 1978, he was finishing his PhD in Binghamton University. And at the same time, he was also part-time working and running a center in Binghamton, teaching the Astral Consciousness to university students. So we used to go and visit him. I was at that time secretary to the GBC, so we used to travel a lot, and then when Bhaktivedanta Institute was very much active in putting up the ulterior paradigm project to the scientists, there's a new groundwork along with Bhaktisuru Damodar Maharaj that they jointly performed. The Dukarma Prabhu also joined them later on. And these were the three pioneers, in Bhaktivedanta Institute. And Krishna has taken two of them away. So it's a great loss. But rest assured, the devotional service performed is never forgotten. Shri Krishna, Shri Prabhupada, and the rest of the devotees. So, Gaurangya Sangi Sangi Bhaktisiddhakurma. The associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are eternally liberated people. A slight devotional service rendered to the Supreme Personality of God under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master is a permanent asset. In other words, anybody who can argue against this, why did you do that this way, why did you do that way? No. Srila Prabhupada said, a devotee, even accidentally, if he leaves the body, Lord Krishna is taking charge of him. So never have a regret. Only regret that we have bereft of his association. And this association is so important that if we take in the right perspective, lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi ho. Sarva siddhi. Sarva siddhi means sum total of all perfections. When one is serving Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is called omniscient, means all-knowing, this Supreme Personality of Godhead, even if we know Him in truth, even slight, but in truth, then sarvajnana is given to us. Because He is supremely knowledgeable, so whoever knows Him is also inheriting that sarvajnana. Sarvajnana plavayanam vrijanam santarishyasi. Krishna says that apichetasi patevya sarva patevya krutta. Sarvajnana plavayanam vrijanam santarishyasi. If you think you are the most sinful of all sinful people, Arjuna, don't you think that my knowledge about me is incapable of making you cross over this existence, material existence? No. Never underestimate. The slightest of absolute truth, when it is invested in us, not only that it is the permanent asset, but it is putting us onto the crossover on the other side of the Virajani. other side of the Virjayu, that is spiritual realm. So I want to speak of this hard labor of impersonal mental concoction. You know, it's a waste of time. It is common sense that if we are able to render the slightest devotional service, which is Anukulyena Krishnanushinam, then it is Bhakti Uttama. If we are able to render more, if we can dedicate our life in this purpose of this kind of conviction, then that's called Narayana Parayana. And Narayana Parayana, those who are Narayana Parobhyaktatna Bhutaschana Vipyati, they cannot be disturbed by any condition. They will be moving freely, just like nine yogindras. They can move freely, whether in the spiritual planets or earthly planets, material planets. They can visit like Narad Muni anywhere and everywhere. They have no impediment. And even Lord Krishna personally can become enemy to Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha or Kamsa. But to Narad Muni, they respect. Who is in the higher position? Lord Krishna or his pure devotee? If you see, Narad Muni was respected by Kamsa and everybody. They will believe him, whatever he says. Narad Muni tells Kamsa, kill all these sons of Devaki as soon as they come. Yes, I will do. Thank you very much. Right? They respect Narad Muni. They don't know the envious nature, you know. It's like Narad Muni is playing with their reverse psychology. You cannot advise Kamsa not to kill. You know? Vasudeva has that skill and he could prevent. But Narad Muni says other way around, kill. You know? Reverse psychology. If you tell a child not to put the hand in the fire, you know, he will go. So better take his hand and put in the fire, then he will be true. You know? It's a reverse cycle. So in this way, Narad Muni, well respected, even to the, and the same trend comes to the devotees like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and the Goswami's Astakam, he said, Dhira Dhira Jana Priya Priya Karanam. They are both pleasing to both the sower and the ruffians alike. And then the ruffians is the thieves of Vrindavan. They were never coming around. They respected, these are sadhana. They respected them like anything. Then they never disturb. Rather, they will protect anybody who is trying to harm them. This is the situation, because they don't have anything in possession except Krishna. And nobody can steal Krishna away. So, this way we can see that the glorification of Navayogendra. Everybody stood up. King himself. Just for, it is this kind of behavior, ideal behavior to receive saintly people, a spontaneous behavior is there. If Ramahamsa Sutta failed to do that, to see Balaram, and Balaram cannot tolerate because he is Adi Guru. The Guru Tattva never tolerates insult of the Vaishnavas. simply by the blade of grass, it chopped off Rambasasudra's head. So, regardless, it is very important that Vaishnava behavior is very much needed. In the sense, don't cultivate artificial, but cultivate along with the qualities of that word emerging. It is must that these qualities are developed in progressive devotees. So, thank you very much. Anybody has any questions or comments? Yes.
Maharaj, you were talking about how the main bodies are envious personalities, but yet in the world that we live, we see Maya philosophy everywhere in the scientific community, in the yoga community, and yet the participants in those different societies are ignorant more than envious, we would say. How do we treat them?
Ignorance is the imposition by envious. Enviousness is the root cause to be separated from Krishna. Therefore, more of ignorance overpowered the soul. That is the false ego was created thus. So, the creation of more of ignorance is due to the enviousness of Lord Krishna.
Would you say then it's a devotee's duty to try and somehow or other stimulate that person's love of God, that's our mission in life as disciples of Śrīla Prabhupāda and Vaishnava tradition, that we dispel that ignorance as much as we can, because we see so often that as soon as a person hears just a little bit about Vaishnava philosophy, they straight away say, that makes sense, and then the ignorance is gone.
Yes, and whatever degree of our realization it means, we should give that association and impart others to become snapped up. It's very important. It's a contagious thing. Whatever we receive, we try to share it immediately. It increases. In this way, increment means progression. It should be there. So, the lethargy, callousness in observing the vows that we can promise during the time of initiation, that is actually detrimental. It should never come. So, we can keep on progressing. One should diligently chant 16 rounds, follow four energetic principles and perform favorable service to Krishna and the devotees. And the most simple problem is that
Maharaj, you are talking about Vaishnava etiquette. Now, When very senior disciples of Prabhupada, sannyasis come, it's very easy to follow. I mean, in the sense it's quite easy, but at the same time, when the devotees or the senior devotees in the local community are nurtured and helped us bring or, even other devotees, it's sometimes very hard to cooperate and basically.
For the equals, there is a different kind of behavior that can be tolerated, but with those who are superior, and yet they may not be Prabhupada disciple, then they must be properly respected too. The seniority, the physical seniority, or the service that is rendered, which one is more important? Physical seniority or the service rendered, which is more important?
Service.
But a developed devotee will become indifferent regardless. When it comes to Amalina Maradena Kritana Salada, one should not anticipate respect for oneself, but should be ready to give respects to all others. Is there any exception? No. So that attitude should be the target. So try to say as much as possible with that mood. And certainly there will be a different kind of atmosphere created. If it is artificial competition and simply based on the external so-called physical seniority, then nothing is going to achieve. It will be chaotic and the difficulty will be arising.
Progressing. How do we know that we are progressing in
an emotional life? Yes, make a graph. There are 9 processes on x-axis and then 9 stages on y-axis. Find out where it is, where are we situated. Easy.
Well, in the previous lecture, you were talking about the Jain saints and Rishabhdev and the Yogindra.
Yes.
Rishabhdev being an incarnation of Narayana as well as devotees. How come followers of Rishabhdev not carried away in Jainism and they are not taking care of Krishna or doing devotion?
About 81 sons out of 100, they became ritualistic expert in the Karmakanda. Right? 9 got the what you call kingdom of different 9 islands. So they were the rulers. Because they may have the service attitude and more rajaguna. So they became the proprietor of the 9 islands. 81 at the they became Brahman. You know? But engaged in ritualistic ceremonies. Because they may give guidance for the rest of the people in order to fulfill their material desires. And the one, King Bharat, was the crown, right? That was the eldest son. Remaining 9 are the Yogendras. But they were liberated, you know, exalted. And they are Narayana Parayana. Yes. They were simply living for the benefit of people in Krishna consciousness. Right? So, Rishabhdev, incarnation of the Lord, shows the austere path for everyone. On all of them, the austerity is still included. But that was the means of purification at that time. So, that purification gave access to the 9 to become devotees. Right? 1 to rule the whole world, and under whom 9 of his brothers were the rulers for different tracts of land. And then the Brahmins were needed, so 81 became Brahmin. And this 9 became Prakhar Baba, this Guru. They wish, but for the sake of pleasure of the Lord, the preacher. They were preachers. It's a good division, isn't it? Lord Rishabhdev is an empowered incarnation. Without that empowerment, he could not show detachment to the world by performing the austerities. He was totally detached. But then, this detachment led one to Bharat Maharaj to perform his duty as the king of the whole world. And then he became retired, knew the purpose, so went on the bank of Ganges to meditate. But unfortunately, a deer came in his life, so he became deer. And then he understood the mistake while receiving the body of the deer, so he kept his consciousness to the Supreme Personality of Godhead intact. So he got another chance to get the body in the human form of life, where he purposely, made himself deaf and dumb in order to show the people, like Rahula, the correct path and devotional service. So austerity remains the means of purification during that time. But nine yogendras, they got the perfect benefit of the austerity in Lower Parai, and therefore they were distributing this knowledge to everyone. They became expert in different aspects of rendering devotional service in different ways. So Maharaj Vini's questions will be specialized for each and every one of them. Any other question or comment? Thank you very much. Thank you very much.